to win this game. And now let's go down courtside where Andy Mazur, Blake Gallivan, and Joey Alexander have your call of tonight's game.
All right, thanks, Luke and Anna. We appreciate it. We are here at the Sears Center in Hoffman Estates, Illinois. It's Windy City Bulls basketball as the Windy City Bulls at 15-20 take on the Raptors 9-05, a record of 23-14, second best record in the Eastern Conference. As Windy City still try to fight for one of those playoff spots, made a couple of transactions, which we'll get to later on in our broadcast here, but some new additions and some faces are gone from this team, and that's just kind of the way it goes here in the G League, and you kind of deal with it. So Andy Mazur here, joined by Joey Alexander and Blake Gallivan. And guys, you guys have seen so many of these games, and Blake, we'll start with you. The new faces on this team, what does it kind of mean for this club?
What I'm going to start off with by saying is that I really like Alex Hamilton coming in. He's 6'4", he's 195. He's averaging just under 11 points, about 5 assists, 4 rebounds, 2 steals. He's really going to help on the perimeter with defense, and that's exactly what the Bulls were lacking. They went out and they got a guy that can help out in that aspect.
And Joey, let's talk a little bit here about this Bulls team right now. They're obviously trying to fight for a playoff spot, and they're going to have a tough customer here tonight in the Raptors 905, as they were mentioning on the pregame show. Probably the best defensive team in the G League.
Yeah, also defending champs, coached by Jerry Stackhouse, another great NBA player turned into a coach. He was coach of the year. They're allowing the least amount of points given up in the whole entire G League, and they don't score. They don't even score that much. So they're really defensive reliant. So it's one of those defense win championships type things. So definitely important for Windy City to come out and get a hot start, especially last game. Darrell Eddy was really carried the team last game for this Windy City Bulls team, and I think they need a lot of the same, which will help a lot having Ryan Arcidiacono back in the lineup, one of their best playmakers, at least team in assist, and he's number 3 in the G League in assist per game.
We'll get to those starting lineups here in just a few moments. Let's just get the numbers to back up what Joey was saying there. The fact is that Raptors 905 getting up just 96.5 points per game. That is number 1 in the G League. They're only averaging themselves offensively 101.3 points per game. By contrast, Windy City, a pretty decent offensive team at 108.9 as far as their points per game average, but they're giving up almost the same, 108.2 points per game. So defensively shoring things up. When you talked to Coach Charlie Henry before the game, and you heard that during our pregame interview as well, defense, they need to start doing what the Raptors are doing.
Yeah, they should definitely take or use the Raptors for a model as to what defense really looks like. I mean, if you look at the numbers, the differential is not huge. But like you said, 108 to 108, they're almost identical for the Bulls. That defensive number's got to drop because that is way too many. And their record has paid for it. They're sitting at 15-20 as opposed to the 23-14 Raptors.
Yeah, they're averaging, like you said, 108.9, also getting 108.2, but the reason why, if you look at their stats right now, they have some very, very big bloated blowout wins that inflate that average too that high. So that's why it is 108.9, is that close, but the record's only 15-20. You look at anything to be a 500 team, but they're not. They're 5 games under 500. So especially at defense, a lot of time we've seen this Windy City team blow 4-quarter leads. So that's also a big thing, is the crunch time they need to come through.
Well, Windy City coming in on back-to-back wins here at home against Canton. We'll talk a little bit more about that as the broadcast gets underway here as well. The lights have gone down here in the Sears Center, and with the Toronto team in town, we're going to be hearing a couple of our national anthems tonight. First, the Canadian national anthem, followed by the Star-Spangled Banner. And we're going to send things over to the PA system here in just a second as we get ready for both of those anthems, O Canada and the Star-Spangled Banner.
Thank you.
As we get ready for basketball here at the Sears Center to the Wind City Bulls and the Raptors 905. Let's get to the starting lineups here. First for the visitors, the Raptors 905. Alphonso McKinney will start at 1-4, to 6'8", 215-pounder out of Green Bay. Malcolm Miller will also start at a forward. He's 6'7", 205 pounds, played his college basketball at Holy Cross. In the middle, from North Carolina, Kennedy Meeks, 6'10", 270-pounder. Malachi Richardson, who is a new acquisition here at the Raptors 905, will start at a guard, 6'4", 200 pounds, out of Syracuse University. And Keithan Savage, out of Butler University, will get the start at the final guard spot at 6'4", 200 pounds. Again, Jerry Stackhouse in his second season at the helm here at the Raptors 905, the defending champions of the G League. We go now to the public address, and we get the starting lineups for the Windy City Bulls, a record of 15-20. We'll get to those lineups here in just a second as the lights have gone completely out here at the Sears Center. And the fans gathered here getting ready to watch this Windy City Bulls team at 15-20 come up against the Raptors 905, as mentioned. Windy City coming off back-to-back wins here at home against Canton, but the Raptors team is one that they have not been able to beat in the history of this franchise. Coming in 0-4, they're 0-2 so far on this season, but as was mentioned briefly in our pregame show, the Windy City Bulls, one of the few teams this year that's actually been able to crack the century mark, the 100-point mark against this very tough Raptors 905 defense. And again, you'll hear some changes to this roster coming up when you hear the starting lineups. A couple of faces that were here the last few days are no longer here, and a couple have returned from brief stints with the big club, the Chicago Bulls. Now to the starting lineups for the Bulls. There you have them, starting lineups for the Windy City Bulls. Time now to check in with the fourth member of our broadcast crew, our silent reporter, John Kahn. John?
Thanks, guys. As you guys briefly indicated at the top of the broadcast, the Windy City Bulls did make a trade. Five players, and their Daniel Oshefu and Duye Dukin head to Santa Cruz Warriors. Alex Hamilton, Will Davis, and CJ Fair are in Bulls uniforms. Alex Hamilton appears to be the centerpiece of the trade, and you guys will get more into that as the broadcast goes forward. Thanks, guys.
All right, John, we'll be checking in with him during the game as well. Raptors coming out on the floor first. They have the traveling red jerseys trimmed in black with the white numbers and names. And the home squad, the Windy City Bulls, coming out of their home whites, a little red and black trimming. Red numbers outlined in black. And gentlemen, hopefully we see a good one here tonight.
It's funny, right now, right in front, you got two back-to-back national champions. Archie Diacono won it right before Kenny Meeks won it last year, so it's pretty pretty cool thing to see.
Yeah, it's definitely exciting. Yeah, Archie Diacono had one of the best assists. I don't know if that play was set up like that, but to Josh Hart, that was a great play.
When I talked to Archie Diacono one day walking in the back, they just got done playing against Bryce Johnson when he was down the Grand Rapids. And I was like, how does Bryce Johnson feel about, you know, you guys beating him in the national championship game? And he's like, and we talk about the pass, we talk about Josh Hart's try. He's like, well, what about my pass? And I was like, oh, yeah, you did have the pass. He's like, yeah, don't forget about that.
Don't forget about the highlight pass.
Yes. Definitely make sure you remember that part.
And as you and I were talking about, Joey, Meeks was out of bounds on that play underneath the basket against Gonzaga.
speculation.
Sure, he's never heard that one before, right? All right, here we go. Ball tapped in the air, and it's controlled by the Raptors. As we Savage to bring it up. Archie Diacono on him on that right wing. Back to the basket. 15 on the shot clock. Tries to slip the defender. Goes all the way in. Crashing into Felicio and knocks it in. So that's how we start. Savage attacking the glass. 2-0. 11:40 left to go here in the first quarter. First possession of the game for the Bulls. Archie Diacono. Bounce pass inside. That goes to Jalen Johnson. Back to the basket. Left of the lane. Eddie. Bounce pass back down low. Low block. Johnson operating with a right-handed hook shot is good, and a tie score, 2-2.
Johnson's going to definitely have to use his size advantage in today's game in order to control down low.
Johnson is 6'9", 230. And Raptors back with it in the front court, 11-12 remaining in the first quarter. Down the lane with a hierarchy shot that's left short. That was McKinney, rebound cleared by Johnson. Now the quick pass across, and right off the fingertips of Jarrell Eddy and out of bounds, it'll belong to the Raptors.
The chemistry is a little off between Archie Diacono and Jarrell Eddy, especially with both these guys leaving the team for an expanded amount of time with going to the NBA.
Eddy coming off a 10-day contract with the Celtics, and Archie Diacono, of course, was with the Bulls. Now Cameron Payne is back with the big club and no longer here. Just under 11 minutes to go here in this first quarter. 2-2 game. Raptors with the ball. Inside goes to Miller. From the free throw line. Banked it no good. Archie Diacono with a weak side rebound. And now he'll push it up for the Bulls. Across the timeline. Angling right with the dribble. Picks up Savage. Bounce pass now. Felicio. Gets by his man. Underneath move is good off the glass.
Good move by Felicio to go up and under right under the defender and under the basket.
Quickly back the other way. McKinney with some contact. And Felicio knocks it out of bounds. And his first block.
Just like we were talking about, Joey, in the pre game, I don't think the Raptors have seen a 6'10", 280 Brazilian just yet.
Yeah, Felicio definitely wasn't there the first time they played.
Windy City Bulls with a 4-2 lead, 10:30 left to go here in the first quarter. Savage will hold against Archie Diacono. And now McKinney got caught up. They'll find Meeks left of the lane against Felicio. Lots of contact, banging inside, 7 on the shot clock, fadeaway hook shot no good. Johnson clears the board. Now the Bulls into the front court. Archie Diacono toward the top. Pass it off left. Eddie, quick trigger on a three. Rimmed in and out. Felicio there for the rebound. And a fresh shot clock here for the Windy City Bulls. 10 minutes to go here in this first quarter. Blakeney passing up. Now Eddie in the near corner. Well, launch from there. A three is too strong. Richardson picks up the rebound for the Raptors.
So slow start for Eddie. Definitely need to pick it up. This team mounts. Oop, and we got a charge right away.
And McKinney going inside. A little out of control. And the first foul of the game. Offensive variety here for Alfonso McKinney.
McKinney, little homecoming. He was a Windy City Bull last year. Actually tried out for the team for $150. Ended up making the team and then played his way into a two-way contract this year with the Toronto Raptors. Now Raptors 905 also.
The American dream. Now Blakeney. Quick pass. Eddie from the corner. A three is good.
That's definitely Jarrell Eddie's bread and butter. You get him in that corner, he'll shoot it. He can get hot real quick.
And his release is so quick. He's getting the ball, and it's in and out real quick.
5-point Bulls lead, 7-2, 9:23 to go first quarter. Now Richardson, a crossover move. Bounce pass inside. Meeks cleared traffic. Goes up and lays it up and in.
That's where Windy City struggles on the perimeter with the guarding. With guarding the perimeter, guys get around him real easy to get to the hoop.
Quickly back the other way, Felicio. Left-hand hook shot rolled off, no good. Rebound by Meeks. Now ahead, here it comes. Savage. Quick cross-court pass. Extra pass made. Miller open three. Wing, no good. And the ball bouncing out of bounds. It'll be Windy City Bulls basketball. 8:56 to go first quarter. 7-4 Windy City Bulls.
Think Miller's cousin would have made that one? His cousin is Reggie Miller, by the way. Guys. Let's clarify that. Malcolm Miller's cousin is the great Reggie Miller.
Hall of Famer.
Yes. See, great shooter.
Malcolm doesn't have the same ring as Reggie. That's me. Archie Diacono all the way in against Savage. Left-hand layup, no good. Rebound tapped up and in. I think they'll give that to Felicio.
I really like the aggressiveness of Archie Diacono going to the rim. I really feel like him being with the Big Brother Bulls really helped them out as a point guard.
9-4. Windy City Bulls lead. 8:35 remains. First quarter. Savage picked up the dribble, finds Meeks at the top. He'll hand it right back off. Savage goes between the legs. Top of the key, fake the jumper. And now to Miller, tries to attack baseline. High arcing shot, no good. Left short. Meeks there to clear the glass. Missed the layup, but he got it back up on a tap.
Again, though, the presence of Felicio down low is definitely being shown, even though he failed the box out and he gave Meeks that easy tip in. But still, the big man down low is helping out.
Quick pass off. And now Johnson for three for the right wing.
Wow, we won't see one for another three games.
He has been working on those often, though, in the shoot-around. But all he does is shoot the three in the shoot-around.
Just got over 30% from behind the arc with that shot right there. 12-6. Windy City Bulls the lead. Raptors with the ball. 10 on the shot clock. McKinney off the screen. Top of the key. Three. Rim no good. And it banked hard right. Archie Diacono was able to save it inbounds.
Padding the stats, Archie.
And the 6'10 point guard, Felicio, bringing it across. And now Johnson. Lead for Blakeney between the circles. Picked up there by Richardson defensively. Blakeney will hold on to it. Trigger near corner. And Johnson, a desperation three off the window and never even came close. Rebound cleared by the Raptors. All the way down the lane as Savage had his pocket picked. It's out of bounds. And it'll be Windy City Bulls basketball. It went off the leg.
I'm still questioning why Johnson chucked that shot up. There's still 4 seconds left in the shot clock. He had plenty of time to pass it around, kick it out somewhere else, find a better shot.
Well, being in that corner is a little hard to get off the ball to somewhere around the other side of the floor.
Pulls the ball and a six-point lead. 7:08 to go here in this first quarter. One-hand pass, Blakeney. Working against Richardson, takes it baseline. Jump pass now, Johnson spotting up for a near wing three. Off the heel of the rim, no good. High rebound. Taken down by McKinney. It'll leave it now for Savage as they get across the line. Savage near elbow. Now to Meeks. Free throw line jumper is good.
That's just too easy right there for Meeks. That's pretty much a layup.
Kennedy Meeks with six. Bulls lead is 4. 12-8. 6:35 left to go here in this first quarter. Leading scorer Blakeney has yet to take a shot. Triple team there. Off to Johnson now on the wing. Try to split a defender. Goes inside. Kicks it back out. And now Eddie, a follow-away shot from 12. Banks no good. Richardson the rebound for the Raptors. Richardson, stutter step dribble, goes to the baseline. Now mid-post is Meeks facing up against Felicio. And he'll get it back from Miller. Put one up from 18 and score.
Got to go after it. He made one of those shots just in the same distance. You got to learn from that and just go and get him. Block that shot.
Meeks with 8 of the Raptors' 10 points. And a timeout call by the Windy City Bulls. We'll take one right alongside of them here. 12-10, Windy City Bulls lead here. 6:01 remains in the first quarter. Windy City Bulls basketball here on SportsTownChicago.com.
My name is Chris Labosco, and I do play-by-play for minor league hockey. It was while I was at the Illinois Media School that I got my first opportunity to do actual play-by-play in my first week of class. Through my time in class, I was able to improve as a broadcaster by learning how to use different equipment, how to set up for a remote broadcast, and how to prepare for each and every game that I would call. I even found an internship doing play-by-play for minor league baseball before graduating. If I never went to the Illinois Media School, I never would have found my passion.
I couldn't have said it better myself. This is Jonathan Hood, instructor at the Illinois Media School, formerly Illinois Center for Broadcasting. So many reasons for you to consider Illinois Media School: financial aid for those who qualify, real-world hands-on experience, internships, and so much more. Don't just take my word for it. Set up a tour at one of the two Chicagoland locations. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to learn more. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Where Chicago sports live. SportsTownChicago.com.
I'm Ryan Arciacchino, and your home for the Windy City Bulls basketball is SportsTownChicago.com. Leg out.
.601 left in the first, and a 12-10 Windy City Bulls lead. Andy Mazur here at courtside, Sears Center. Joey Alexander, Blake Galvin with us. John Kahn, our sideline reporter. Ryan Fahey, our executive producer. He told me he'd give me $20 if I mentioned his name, so I'm waiting for the 20.
Can I get 10 of that?
Yes, you can. Back underway. Johnson with it inside the arc. Nice give and go inside. Blakeney follow-away shot, no good. Felicio High for the rebound, and it gets knocked out of bounds. And the officials looking at each other, they're going to say it stays with Windy City Bulls, but just 2.1 on the shot clock.
I like the give and go.
14 seconds on the shot clock. Sorry.
I like the little give and go right there by Felicio and Blakeney. Blakeney's just got to be able to finish that one right there.
And just like you said, Joey, you could definitely notice Felicio's presence, how big he is down low.
He's active today. Now Blakeney off the screen, left wing shot, rimming
there
good.
We go.
Touched every part of the rim and finally went down.
It's funny that you bring up the whole Felicio. They didn't have a Brazilian last time. Well, actually, Toronto had the Brazilian on their team last time with Kobo Kolo, who just got traded for Malachi Richard, who's on the court right now.
Alfonso McKinney. And here is the aforementioned Richardson. 14-10, Bulls lead. Now a three ball up and rimming no good from the near wing. And who else but Felicio there for the rebound. Archie Diacono with it. Now a bounce pass across the court to Blakeney. Inside they work now. Johnson back to the basket against Miller. 12 on the shot clock. Banging inside toward the paint. Spin move there. Got caught up. Has to dish it out. And now Blakeney just left of the key behind the arc. Working against McKinney. Takes him inside. Hangs off the glass. No good. Got his own rebound. Back up strong. Missed that shot. And McKinney takes the rebound.
I definitely like how Antonio came in for his own rebound, although he missed. He can really get high up there.
Followed his shot nicely. Cross court pass. Richardson diving into the lane. Shot was partially blocked there by Blakeney, and now here come the Bulls on the run. Blakeney, left corner, three ball, up, no good. Felicio there for the tap and score. Actually, take that back, Johnson.
Jalen Johnson playing with a ton more confidence these last 2 weeks. He started off the season a little bit slow, but he had a few triple-doubles, had a few double-doubles. His mom was here the other day. He's having a great time so far.
6-point, Windy City Bulls lead. 4:18 left to go here in the first quarter. Meeks with his back to the basket. Mid post, flips it out to McKinney. Spotting up over three near wing. Rim no good, and Felicio high for the rebound. Archie Diacono with it now into the front court. Runs to the right sideline. Turns the corner to the baseline. Trying to give it up, does so to Blakeney on the left wing. 13 to shoot. Blakeney attacking the glass. Right hand shot, good, and a foul.
Archie Diacono's pass was so on point, he had to reach around somebody and just off his fingertips roll it out to Antonio Blakeney.
Windy City's definitely missed him the last few games since he's been up with the Big Bulls. But again, like you said earlier, since he's playing with a lot more confidence too now, being up, finally having his time with the Bulls. He scored his first career points against San Antonio. So, I mean, he's definitely feeling himself, and he looks like a really brand new player right now.
Seems of his confidence has skyrocketed since last we've seen him here at the Sears Center.
If we could only just cut down on those turnovers.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
So, Blakeney for the and one. Free throw good. Five for Blakeney. And it's a 19-10 Bulls lead here with 3:55 to go. A bunch of changes as that foul was called on McKinney. His second, he takes a seat. Davion Berry into the game for the first time. He has it now. Makes the top of the key three. Just inside the top of the key. Will pull up. Hits a shot off the rim. No good. And a rebounding foul coming up underneath on Meeks.
Looks like Winnie sees going more of a kind of a zone defense, and then they close out late.
I think we're really, really trying to tighten up those lanes because it's a very good offensive team as well as defensive. I think the Bulls are really trying to match them on the defensive end to make this more of a game since the last time they played.
Maybe pushing more towards the perimeter instead of getting more drives.
Right.
Yeah.
Michael Mulder has checked in here for Windy City as well. First time he's on the floor. 19-10, Windy City Bulls the lead and the ball. 3:28 to go, first quarter. Johnson operating inside, goes baseline to baseline. And Mulder will pull up from a three in the corner, no good. And the weak side rebound is tracked down by Aaron Best. And now Kaza Keen with it into the front court. First time for him on the floor.
Mulder been struggling offensively, but his defense has been one of the keys in the last few games.
Now Miller, spot up three near wing, is nothing but net. Malcolm Miller's first points of the game, 19-13 Bulls. 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. inside to Johnson with a one-hand jam. Right hand on a great feed inside by Archie Diacono.
That's exactly what the Bulls were missing, the facilitating abilities from Archie Diacono.
Key tried to turn the corner and blew a tire.
It's like Archie Diacono's defense, a little ole. Kind of just let him go by and let him throw himself off balance and fall out of
bounds. I don't think he knew that was going
to
happen.
I don't think he wanted to do it on purpose, but it worked out for him.
All right, timeout on the floor. 2:45 remains in the first quarter. Windy City Bulls 21 and the Raptors 13. This is Windy City Bulls basketball on SportsTownChicago.com.
Hey, it's Frankie, and the Illinois Media School, formerly the Illinois Center for Broadcasting, provides hands-on broadcasting and online media training and fully equipped radio and TV studios and web-based computer labs. The instructional staff consists of broadcast media and professionals like myself with many years of broadcasting and online media experience. I have watched some of my former students get jobs and excel in the industry. Upon graduation, students are well prepared to enter the broadcast media industry. Check out our campus in Chicago and in Lombard and visit beonair.com. That's beonair.com to learn how to get started.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting is now the Illinois Media School. We've been an institution in the Chicagoland area now for 30 years. Because the broadcasting world is always changing, so are we. Not only are we teaching radio and television production, but now you can learn all aspects of the media industry, like web design. You can even specialize in TV or film, sports broadcasting, and even sales. No matter where you are in the Chicagoland area, we have a campus near you. The Illinois Media School. Be on TV, be on radio, beonair.com.
Lions and Tigers and
the Bears.
The Bears
on SportsTownChicago.com.
This is Brad Seymour, president of the Windy City Bulls, and you're listening to your home for Windy City Bulls basketball, SportsTownChicago.com, powered by the Illinois Media School.
Back at the Sears Center in Hoffman Estates, Windy City Bulls basketball in a lead of 21-13 over the second best team in the Eastern Conference. The Raptors 9:05. We see for the first time in a Windy City Bulls jersey, Will Davis II. Recently acquired from Reno. Archie Diacono with it. Now Blakeney tried to take that big three from the near wing, but Best covered him up. Quick cross-court pass. Davis, his first shot, a three is no good. Fouled his own rebound. Goes inside, follow away right hand, hook shot missed. And the rebound taken out of there by Miller for the Raptors, who come out on the run. Here comes Best. Keane with it at the top. Backing it out now with 13 to shoot. Crisscrossing action underneath the basket. And now getting free was Barry. Tries to attack and rolls it up off the rim. Score it and a foul.
Yeah, Miller just got stuck behind that screen set by Thompson right there and ended up leaving him wide open for the layup.
I mean, it really did seem like Felicio went for that. It seemed like it was Barry had a really hard fought and probably well-deserved 2 points made.
Just had enough touch on it to get it in.
So Barry averaging a little over 11 points a game at 83% free throw shooter. For the and one, and he makes it. First 3 points of the game. And now a little pressure in the backcourt. 21-16, Windy City Bulls have the lead. Mulder stops shy of the timeline. Diacono gets it across now, 15 on the shot clock. We duck under 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Nice little blind pass. Felicio at the top, man, and almost had it picked off as Barry was moving toward the other basket before he actually had the ball. Tipped off him and out of bounds.
Bulls really going to watch those passes. This is a very good defensive team. They will steal that ball and run to the opposite lane in an instant.
Kind of got like a safety mentality.
Cross-court pass. Archie Diacono spotting up three in the corner is good.
Like to see, it's good to see Antonio Blakeney actually passing the ball.
Yeah, no. Since the last time he's been here, he's passed it probably 12 more times than he has passed, let's say, all season.
Yeah, scoring's a little down, but at least he's been facilitating more. I think the coach is really trying to emphasize that in part of his game.
8-point lead for the Bulls. Raptors have it, passing it around the perimeter. Keane ducking inside. Right-hand hook shot is missed, and Davis clears it for the Bulls. Here comes Archie Diacono. Left wing, spots up, floats it across. Mulder attacking from the right side of the glass. Contact off the glass and score. But an offensive foul is going to be called against Mulder. So wipe it off on his first foul. Good aggressive move. A good way to skip the ball across to detract the tension away from Archie Diacono.
Bulls and try to get a little more athleticism here. Tyler Harris coming in.
So Harris will get Felicio.
And again, going back to Archie Diacono, we can all clearly see how much he's been missed on this Bulls team.
Definitely a leader out there on the floor, definitely one of the captains.
1 minute to go here in the quarter, 24-16. Windy City Bulls the lead. Raptors with the basketball. Berry on the left side now to Best. Tries to attack the baseline. Got caught up there. Baseline to baseline pass to Miller. Three ball from the corners, an air ball. And tracked down by Mulder. Cross court to Blakeney. Spot up top of the three. Key is good.
That's where Blakeney's his best, when he's in right rhythm in a transition. That's when he makes like most of his three-pointers.
27-16, Windy City Bulls lead. 30 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Miller at the top, near wing now to Best. Trying to attack down the lane, ran into a bunch of trouble. Kicks it underneath and a little scoop shot is missed. Davis fighting hard and got the rebound for the Bulls.
Davis is making good early impression by being very physical underneath the rim.
Javon Thompson was underneath all alone, but Davis contested the shot. We go under 10 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Blakeney dribbling up near the Bulls logo. Down the lane, left side got bumped. Inside, Davis left it short. And now with 1 second, Keene will hoist from just about half court, miss. And that will fall harmlessly out of bounds. And the first quarter has come to an end here at the Sears Center in Hoffman Estates. It's the Windy City Bulls 27 and the Raptors 905-16. Back here with our second quarter in just a moment. You're listening to Windy City Bulls basketball here on SportsTownChicago.com.
How's it going? My name is Edgar Ibarra, and I'm very grateful for all the knowledge I receive at the Illinois Media School. My 15-year career in radio has been a dream come true. I'm a radio DJ, I'm on the air, and I get to be a program director for two radio stations in Wisconsin. My dream became a reality with the Illinois Media School. Illinois Media School is a great school with great teachers and former students now working in the industry today on the radio stations you listen to and on the TV stations you watch every day. Illinois Media School, check it out. For more details, beonair.com.
I couldn't have said it better myself. This is Jonathan Hood, instructor at the Illinois Media School, formerly Illinois Center for Broadcasting. So many reasons for you to consider Illinois Media School. Financial aid for those who qualify, real-world hands-on experience, internships, and so much more. Don't just take my word for it. Set up a tour at one of the two Chicagoland locations. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to learn more. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
Lions and Tigers and...
The Bears.
The Bears.
On SportsTownChicago.com.
I'm Charlie Henry, and your home for Windy City Bulls basketball is SportsTownChicago.com.
As we get set to start the second quarter here at the Sears Center in Hoffman Estates, as the home team, the Windy City Bulls lead 27-16. And guys, good sharing of the basketball. You look at the made field goals, 11. Nine have come on a result of an assist.
And if you look right there at the bottom, the man back in town, Archie Diacono, six of those.
Well, what I'm pretty impressed with, I mean, the Bulls aren't a great three-point shooting team. Every starter has made one three-pointer except for Cristiano Felicio, but you wouldn't expect a 6'10 guy to be draining it from outside unless you're Kevin Love.
Well, they ran the point for a while. Why not, right? Alex Hamilton has checked in for the first time for the Bulls. And that shot by Eddie is missed. And Thompson clears it. Ahead now to Berry for the Raptors. To the top, Iverson. And out of the left corner, a three ball up, no good by Best. Rebound contested for. Iverson keeps it inbounds.
Good defense.
Trapped in the corner. Ball to Keene into the backcourt. That should be an over and back.
And it is. That's great defense. You can hear Coach Charlie Henry screaming to his player, hands, hands, hands. And keep those hands out, keep those hands up. Where they say hand down, man down.
So, Karan Iverson is in. Yes, he is the cousin of the truth, the answer.
So, we've got two cousins of some pretty good basketball royalty.
Absolutely right.
Said he wore 3-3, because Iverson wore 3, and then three. Miller wore 1-3, and Reggie wore 3-1.
31. So. Just flip them around.
Joe, you are blowing my mind.
Well, actually, Andy gave me that one earlier.
We were discussing that before the game, but it's all good. Mulder up for a 3 there from the near wing and splashes that one down.
God, he shot that one all the way from downtown.
What's downtown Hoffman Estates?
Yeah, let's do downtown Chicago.
Okay, there we go.
Somewhere on I-90. 30-16, Windy City Bulls in front. And an offensive foul.
Two Canadians right there, Keen and Best.
So the Bulls will take it once again here. 10:50 to go here in the first half. And a comfortable 30-16 lead.
Oh.
Eddie had that one slip right out of his hands off the backboard, almost went in.
Nearly made that. Oh my gosh.
The Minute Maid SportsCenter's not top 10, top 10, one of those.
And Thompson comes back in, and Harris just took it away from him. All the way in now to give there it go, and Harris with a left-hand flush.
And we this got the brother of Tobias Harris, Tyler Harris, finishing up for us.
The Bulls definitely do succeed in the transition.
They do both of them. They excel and succeed.
It's a new word.
And now a turnover again. Hamilton on the push into the front court. He beat all his teammates up, but a nice bounce pass inside. Harris will miss the layup. And the rebound taken out of there by Davian Berry.
So Windy City showing their defensive side.
And now Keen, long range three, left wing good.
Well, the Bulls have made Jerry Sackhouse sit on the bench with no answers. He's rubbing his chin trying to find something to put together for this Raptors team.
32-19, Windy City Bulls, the lead and the basketball. Inside again is Harris, but out of bounds. After fumbling the ball a couple of times, there was Hamilton. And some changes for both clubs. Laquan Edwin checking in here now for the first time for the Raptors.
Gotta watch out for Edwin. He's a pickpocketer. He set the NCAA record in D1 with 3 steals a game, which is a very high average. And also he's averaging 1.7 this year.
Long three is missed by Edwin. And the rebound cleared by the Bulls. Hamilton angling to the left. Top of the key, Davis swinging right. Eddie having a couple of hard dribbles there right on the Bulls logo at the top of the floor, and the ball was picked by the man you just talked about, Edwin, but it goes out of bounds. They'll stay with the Bulls with 5.6 to go on the shot clock.
See, that's what we were talking about earlier. This defense of the 905 Raptors is so keen. They know exactly how to pickpocket other teams and really make it a hassle for them to try and get some offensive generated.
And their communication is really good. If you guys can listen to the conversation they're having, they're calling out the screens up high, letting their guys know there's someone coming to pick them off.
Harris didn't realize about the shot clock. Now has to hoist one from the top of the key. Hit the front rim. No good. And Richardson and Thompson, that is, takes down the rebound. Here comes Iverson into the front court. High right-hand dribble. Kick it off to the corner. A three ball goes up by Berry. No good. Iverson there for the rebound. Missed that shot. Got it back again. Window no good. Rebound tapped. Berry's got it inside. And now they'll kick it back to the top. Edwin will launch a three and splash that one down.
For a while, it looked like they were playing volleyball instead of basketball, just lobbing that ball around.
And now back quickly as Hamilton had that ball stolen away. And again, here comes Edwin. Kick it off to the left side. Three ball by Iverson is no good from the far corner. But Keen there for the weak side rebound.
Windy City's struggling to get rebounds right now.
And now Edwin, five to shoot. Corner, three ball short by Iverson, and the rebound cleared by Eddie for the Bulls.
Raptors are a better rebounding team than the Windy City. Raptors 45.9 per game, Windy City just 42.
Spot up right corner threes, good by Eddie on a nice setup.
Definitely some much needed points. And like we said earlier, in the corners, Jarrell Eddie's bread and butter.
35-22, Windy City Bulls the lead. 7:50 to go in the second quarter. Berry all the way inside, had a shot blocked. But also a blocking foul is called.
Tyler Harris holding that leg, he injured. He just came back from a left leg injury.
And Harris will pick up the foul.
Definitely don't want to see him go down. He was just starting to hit his stride too before that injury. Now he's coming back, he's still trying to find his legs again.
So a first team foul here in the second quarter on the Windy City Bulls.
Still trying to figure out the call from the ref. It seems like Harris is.
Barry's first of two is good.
Berry had a season-high 29 points against Canton on the 17th of January.
Looks like Johnson's coming in for Davis.
One more free throw here for Davion Berry, who played his college ball at Weber State.
Isn't that where Damian Lillard went, Weber?
I think it might be.
I believe so. I believe he's a Weber State small college guy.
Hamilton, bounce pass to the top, Harris. And off now, Hamilton once again. Johnson will swing it to the left side, a little flip pass to Eddie. Right back to Johnson. Back to the basket. goes Euro step inside, flings one up off the rim, no good. And Edmund there for the rebound for the Raptors.
And Ryan Fahey just confirmed Damian Lillard did go to Weber State. There we go.
They don't call him the best executive producer in the business for nothing. There's a steal. And Mulder all the way with a thundering right-hand jam.
I'm sorry, is Mulder now Zach LaVine? That was a very athletic dunk.
See, his family's heavy bother sitting right across Dad in the white right there, wearing the Kentucky white and blue. Because he went to Kentucky.
He did go to Kentucky. Back door and a steal there by Mulder.
That's two steals in a row.
I said earlier in the game, his offense has been great, but his defense has been amazing.
37-23, Windy City Bulls lead, 6:45 to go here in quarter number two. Harris, nice spin move in the lane, trying to force contact. We'll dish it out. Eddie, a quick trigger three. Right wing is good.
I definitely like seeing how the Bulls are taking advantage of these turnovers by the Raptors and coming up with some points.
Yeah, you certainly have to make the other team pay for missing an opportunity on the offensive end. So a timeout called. Full timeout. We'll step aside as well here. 6:31 remains in quarter number two. Windy City Bulls 40. And the Raptors 905-23. You're listening to Windy City Bulls on SportsTownChicago.com.
Out of all the schools I applied to, Illinois Media School was the first to personally guide me through the financial aid process. Not only did the school offer classes in my field, but hands-on experience with all of today's modern broadcasting equipment. Illinois Media School gave me all the tools I needed to find a career in broadcasting. While in class, I worked one-on-one with real professionals in the television and radio industry. Job placement helped me find the perfect internship where I had real, on-the-job training. No other school offers a program as exciting and educational as this. My name is Mandy, and Illinois Media School helped me achieve my career in broadcasting.
I could have said it better myself. This is Jonathan Hood, instructor at the Illinois Media School, formerly Illinois Center for Broadcasting. There's so many reasons for you to consider Illinois Media School. You can go if you don't like the college that you go to, you don't like the major, or maybe you just want a fresh start for someplace new. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to learn more. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
If you rack them up, we'll cover the breaks on SportsTownChicago.com.
I'm Jalen Johnson, and you're home for Windy City Bulls basketball at SportsTownChicago.com.
And welcome back to the Sears Center. Andy Mazur alongside Joey Alexander, Blake Galvin, John Conn, our sideline reporter. 40-23. Windy City Bulls have the lead here. 6:31 to go until halftime.
You can definitely see that the Raptors are missing one of their leading players, Lorenzo Brown, who's out with injury.
That's a good point. We should have mentioned that at the top. He did not even travel, Lorenzo Brown, out of North Carolina State. So that's taking away 18.2 points per game.
Also, Windy City without a very good bench player, Brandon Wood, who's been out for the last few games with leg injury.
He is inactive tonight. And now Thompson banging inside against Felicio. Wildy shot off the glass, no good. And the rebound by Felicio, then knocked away by Edwin, but out of bounds off the Raptors.
So with Brandon Wood being out, it's definitely a good thing that they brought Alex Hamilton in. He's a great offensive player, he's a good distributor, and he's also really good on perimeter defense as well.
Bulls definitely got smaller with that trade. I think they want to go more small and more athletic because D.A. Dukan and Oshep aren't very fleet of foot people, players.
Inside, fallaway hook shot is good by Jalen Johnson.
I mean, even having Jalen Johnson, Cristiano Felicio, it seemed like a bit much to have less athletic guys down in the post.
Yeah.
42-23, Bulls lead, 5:45 to go here in the second. Now McKinney with those two fouls, attacks the glass, banks one up, one, and good. And McKinney, his first points of the game, he averages nearly 15 a game. Now Felicio with it, top of the key, will hand it off. Blakeney, quick trigger now off to Archie Diacono. Inside of Johnson, double teamed, a good catch. Holds onto the ball now, right of the lane. Six on the shot clock and a whistle, and a 3-second violation. A defensive 3-second violation, so that results in a technical foul.
I may have mixed up Jalen Johnson with Calvin Johnson the way Jalen caught that ball.
I was surprised how like Archie Diacono whipped it right through there and double
how was he able
right
to
there.
See that? His IQ is insane.
So Blakeney converts on the technical. As Savage and Meeks come back into the lineup here for the Raptors. 43-25 now, Windy City Bulls by 18. Shot clock resets to 14.
A little different rules here in the G League.
Mm-hmm. Blakeney, Felicio, down the lane, fall away off the window is no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Miller. I'm laughing because he was fading away as he was in the air.
He got a little confused about what he wanted to do once he got in the air. He's like, oh, I don't want to do this anymore. He wanted to pass it, he's like, screw it, I'm going to shoot it.
I don't know, he looked more like a ninja to me. I kind of enjoyed what he did.
McKinney, near wing. Now Meeks. Savage came around the screen. Two on the shot clock. Hoisting up now is Miller. Long range three up off the top of the back glass and over the backboard out of bounds to the Bulls.
I really like how the Bulls are forcing the Raptors to take three-pointers. As of late, the Raptors have only made one three-pointer as of late as opposed to the Bulls who have made mounts more.
Good ball movement by the Bulls, getting those shots open. Archie Diacono with it. Thought about a floater. Now Blakeney raising up high for a three from the near wing and scores.
Adding to that three-point tallies. There's that man.
That is 12 for Blakeney.
So the Bulls' largest lead of 21 right now.
4:20 left to go here in the second quarter. Savage holds on the left wing. Looking inside to Meeks and an overplay there. Felicio fouled him from behind.
What the Raptors were trying to do is they're trying to get Meeks on a one-on-one with Cristiano Felicio. They emptied out the paint, passed it down low, but thankfully Cristiano Felicio tipped it out. They were not able to go one-on-one. The Raptors are going to take it out of bounds.
So McKinney far side across from his own bench. Triggers it back in. Savage bounce pass to Meeks, top of the key. Now back out to Savage, six on the shot clock. Savage down the lane, scoop shot with the left hand, no good. Felicio bothered that shot. Don't think he got a hand on it, but here comes Johnson up the floor for the Bulls. And Eddie faked the three, raining inside. Leo finger roll off the rim, no good. And Meeks there for the rebound.
Beautiful play by Eddie, just could not get the finish on that. Nice little Euro step, get down deep in the paint.
You don't see the finger roll too much these days.
No, we got to see more of it.
McKinney open, top of the key, three is missed.
Did they say that was too much sauce? Maybe a little bit.
Yeah, got a little too much cooking oil on the finger there. Slipped off, I think. Now Blakeney. Not a good screen by Felicio. High arcing three ball is short. And Meeks there to clear the glass for the Raptors. Here they come now with McKinney. Bounce pass ahead to Edwin, far side of the floor. Hand off to Meeks. He's made those shots before. Elbow jumper left side, rim no good. Ball punched back out. McKinney will take it for the Raptors. Now Miller in the far corner. 46-25, Windy City Bulls the lead. 3:12 to go in the second quarter. Edwin, a high arcing shot for the baseline is good. And a whistle and a foul as well. It's an and one.
Again, Jarrell Eddy showing that his defense is not where it needs to be. All last game, I kept seeing people blow by him. I probably coached Henry's on take him out, get a little more defense, and put Mulder back in the game.
You know what we should do, Joey? We should put out some hand lotion, some of Kate Felder's hand lotion.
Yeah. Kate Felder couldn't hold on to the ball last time, and he kept fumbling right in front of us. And kind of said something on air, and he heard me say it, and he kind of gave me a glare.
It was funny, though. We enjoyed it.
So, hey, as long as you had fun, right?
Right.
Edwin misses the and-one attempt, 46-27, Bulls the lead. And the basketball here with under 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. Mulder got open for a moment, returns the pass. Archie Diacono will line it up from three, right wing and splash it down.
Wide open.
He had about a month to think about that shot and hit it.
He could have redid his hair.
It's about 32 degrees, but the Bulls are making it rain right now.
As long as it's not snow, I'm good with that, right?
I'm over the snow.
I've had enough of that.
Next right. Up is ice.
Near corner three by McKinney is too short, that is. But the rebound taken out of there. Here comes Savage back down the lane. Little give and go inside. Nice pass to Meeks, who cleans it up.
The way Savage right there set that up. Drew both defenders to him down low in the restricted area and then kicked it right around the body to Meeks for the easy finish.
Meeks in double figures now with 10. Felicio, the high right elbow. Quick trigger across to Archie Diacono. Ducks inside. Now to Blakeney. Three ball, top of the key is good. He's stuck on automatic.
See that? He knew he had it right away. He sat there and kind of posed the hand up for everybody to know that that ball's going in.
I remember a little while ago when we said that Blakeney hadn't scored. Well, now he's got 15.
That's what he does. He's a volume scorer. He just takes off.
Score is going to score, as they say.
Yep.
He's not quite sure
on
who
that
they,
defense.
Not sure quite who they are, but they say it a lot.
There you go.
And a pass was stolen away, and we got a collision underneath the other side of the basket. Two players slow getting back. Blakeney missed the shot. And now here come the Raptors with some numbers. Edwin spotting up in the far corner. He'll rain a three and get it going.
The rotation on that ball is so ugly, though. It's like a side spin, almost like it reminded me like a Joakim Noah type spin.
It's like a knuckleball.
Tornado shot.
In. Yeah, but it went in, so it's all it counts.
And a whistle and a holding foul. I believe that's going to go against Meeks. And he has picked up his second personal foul. Timeout here on the floor. With a minute 20 to go until the half. Windy City Bulls by 20, 52-32. This is Windy City Bulls on SportsTownChicago.com.
The reason I'm out here at the Illinois Media School is the radio business, while there are hundreds, maybe even thousands of stations, the people in the business is a small, tight-knit group, and I really enjoy the opportunity of being able to give back, connect, share the experiences I have, and actually learn from the students as well. My name is Dustin Rhodes. I'm the executive producer with the Mully and Hanley Show on 670 The Score, and I am IMS.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting is now the Illinois Media School. We've been an institution in the Chicagoland area now for 30 years. Because the broadcasting world is always changing, so are we. Not only are we teaching radio and television production, but now you can learn all aspects of the media industry, like web design. You can also specialize in TV or film, sports broadcasting, and even sales. No matter where you are in the Chicagoland area, we have a campus near you. So come check us out. The Illinois Media School. Be on TV, be on radio, be on air.com.
If you stream it, they will come on SportsTownChicago.com.
Back at the Sears Center, 52-32, Windy City Bulls lead, 1:20 left to go. Let's bring in our sideline reporter, John Kahn.
Thank you, guys. So if this Raptors 905 team looks a little different, that's because they are different. Bruno Capoglio was the traded piece to the Sacramento Kings organization in exchange for Malachi Richardson. So ever since that trade has happened, they struggled against Maine Red Claws, and it'll be interesting to see how their longest tenured player being gone does to this team. Back to you guys.
All right, John, thanks very much.
It's funny that he brings that up. I remember that trade. I remember that when he got drafted by the Raptors, a huge deal. They were all upset about how young he was and how high he got picked.
Turnover there by Archie Diacono, and now back the other way came Richardson, but a foul. Going to be called against Blakeney.
A little bit of a silly foul there. Just gave him a little nudge with the shoulder. The ref wasn't having it. I would have let it slide.
Get you out there.
I'm kind of like sitting better. Sitting talking with you guys is a lot more enjoyable.
I think I could be a ref. Just constantly, every time I make a call and do my job, I get yelled at for it.
Yeah. And think about this. You never have a home game.
True.
And a near collision with us here. Boy, I tell you what. Ryan Fahey, not only can he spin the dials and keep us on the air, but he just made one hell of a catch.
Get the hands. Yeah, it's saved my life, maybe.
No chalk on his hands or anything, and just made that stick.
Obviously, he's not wearing Kale Felder's lotion.
I'll tell Charlie to sign me up next game.
You got that right. Under a minute to go until halftime. Ooh. Savage down the lane, got a man in the air, now feed it inside. Thompson, follow-away shot is missed. And Archie Diacono with the rebound ahead to Blakeney into the front court. Spot up three, right side is off the front iron, no good. Four Raptors underneath, and Thompson takes it.
See, those were one of the shots that I think coaches worked on him with his passing. Those are the shots they're trying to avoid.
The quick ones early in the shot clock.
Yeah.
Especially when your team's rolling.
Now Richardson.
Ooh,
Thompson off the top of his head. Now to Miller. Spot up three right side. That's no good. High rebound.
Same team.
Goes to Felicio. Takes it away from Blakeney.
Talk about playing with your head. Get your head in the game. There you go.
Shot and game clock different by about 0.2. 12 seconds to go here in this first half. Blakeney holding high on the floor. Near the intersection of the timeline and sideline. Now starts to penetrate here against Savage. Had it dribbled off his foot. Lean in shot, a tough one at the horn. Roll it out, and it came in and then came right back out. And the half is in the books. First half is done. And here at the half is the Windy City Bulls 52 and the Raptors 905 32. Again, this is the second best team of the Eastern Conference at 23-14. The Bulls trying to keep the good times rolling after a couple of wins here against Canton in control by 20 here at the end of one half of play. We'll take a quick timeout, begin our halftime show in a moment. Windy City Bulls basketball on SportsTownChicago.com.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting is now the Illinois Media School. We've